From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palcom reporting. Aleppo evacuation once again underway. An agreement was reached today to resume the evacuation of Syria's eastern Aleppo. The evacuation was suspended yesterday due to demands from pro-government forces who wanted two villages evacuated. Residents of the villages will be included in today's evacuation, which has yet to begin. The Syrian government suspended the evacuation because of blasts and gunfire in Aleppo. A car bomb has exploded next to a bus in central Turkey, killing at least 13 soldiers and wounding 48 others. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing, but the attack is very similar to one carried out a week ago, in which 44 people died and was claimed by an offshoot of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, otherwise known as the PKK. Speaking at his final news conference of the year late Friday, President Obama stressed that Americans cannot let themselves be affected by Russia.
This is part of what I meant when I said that we've got to think about what's happening to our political culture here. The Russians can't change us or significantly weaken us. They are a smaller country. They are a weaker country. Their economy doesn't produce anything that anybody wants to buy except oil and gas and arms. They don't innovate. But they can impact us if we lose track of who we are. They can impact us if we abandon our values.
President Obama said he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin in September about the alleged hacking of the U.S. Democratic Party and that the hacking did not continue after that. The U.S. intelligence community believes Russia hacked the Democratic Party during the presidential race to favor Republican Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. Trump has disputed that, saying that he won fairly. This is VOA News. And speaking of the U.S. president-elect, Donald Trump repeated his campaign promise to crush Islamic State rapidly, but did not give a blueprint for achieving such a victory during a rally in Orlando, Florida. Mr. Trump told supporters attending his national thank you tour late Friday he would build up the nation's military, though he would use it sparingly as commander-in-chief. The president-elect also thanked the people of Florida for getting him elected, and he spoke about the future under a Trump administration.
The script is not yet written. We do not know what the page will read tomorrow. But for the first time in a long time, what we do know is that the pages will be authored by each and every one of you. You, the incredible American people, will be in charge. Your voice, your desires, your hopes, your aspirations will never again fall on deaf ears.
The Orlando rally was meant to salute Trump's Election Day victory in a must-win state. Michelle Obama says the White House needs a grown-up and that the nation will come to appreciate President Obama. In an interview with Oprah Winfrey, set to air on Monday night on CBS, the First Lady said her husband made the country more hopeful.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like. You know, hope is necessary. It's a necessary concept. And Barack didn't just talk about hope because he thought it was just a nice slogan to get votes. I mean, he and I and so many believe that what else do you have if you don't have hope?
The Obamas campaigned aggressively against Donald Trump in favor of Hillary Clinton and argued that the New York businessman is unfit to be president. Trump will be inaugurated on January 20th. Russia, Pakistan, and China will hold the next round of three-way counterterrorism talks in Moscow on December 27th, primarily focusing on turmoil-hit Afghanistan. Russian ambassador to Islamabad, Alexei Detov, disclosing the details in an interview to state-run Pakistani radio, said Afghanistan is worrisome because of a lack of three crucial elements. Those would include a stable, self-sufficient economy, good governance, and a strong army. Possibly thinking a major U.S. aid package had been terminated, an enraged Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said goodbye to the U.S. in retaliation today and threatened to dissolve an agreement that allows U.S. troops to visit the Philippines. The Millennium Challenge Corporation, a U.S. government aid agency, did not actually cancel the aid. The agency instead deferred a vote on the renewal of aid for the Philippines, subject to a further review of concerns around rule of law and civil liberties in the Philippines. Manila has been one of Washington's chief Asian ally since the two sides signed a mutual defense treaty in 1951. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.